Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Other Audio is back in town. How's everybody? How's everybody been having a good week and everything like that? Good to be back. My goodness, so much is going on in the news at the moment. It's been going over the news headlines and things like that. And my goodness, apparently there's been a it was on live TV apparently, where apparently someone pulled out a gun or something and. I was just breezing over the news headlines and seeing that someone TV or something. And yeah, I need to look up more about that actually. And so yeah, I thought I'd just do an hour show tonight, and do one each night, and you know, and yeah, sometimes it'll be an hour and a half, even to 2 hours. So just enjoy it for what it is, and for whatever it's worth, you know. So sit back and enjoy the show for 3 hours. And my goodness, it's never a dull moment, you know. No one can be bored, you know, in life. the things that go around in the world and the whatnot, eh? you know, some other news lines in general that I came across, and, you know, pretty outrageous ones too, you know. One of them was, came across was apparently, it was somewhere in America, where apparently, well, this one woman, she had like seven kids, and apparently the mother was morbidly obese, and she was starving the kids. And what it was is that, you know, she claimed that, there wasn't enough food to eat, and yet she was, you know, she was morbidly obese. And that was her comeback, was like, how come, you know, your seven kids are starving to death? And she's like, oh, there wasn't enough food. And, you know, they're looking her up and down, you know, bless her heart nonetheless. I mean, bless everybody. But you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's like, my goodness gracious me. Oh, man. There was another story I found interesting. Isn't within the week. This is just some other ones. You know, because I'm just fresh back. So, you know, I need to, you know, get all across the news, you know, for you to all, you know. But another one was apparently there was a, oh, gosh, what was it? There was a lady who had a job. Her boss needed a kidney transplant. And what happened was the employee goes, well, I'll tell you what, I'll give you one of my kidneys. How about that? And obviously the boss was like, all right, cool, no way. And what happened was, long story short, is she got fired, the one giving her own kidney to her boss, by the boss, because it was because she was taking too long to recover from the operation, and she got fired. Oh my goodness! That when I read that story, I was like, "What the hell?" You know, like, my goodness, man, pretty crazy, isn't it? You know. All right, let's play some music. Be right back soon. Enjoy. Oop, oh, hang on. Sorry. Now I need to get to the switchboard. My bad. You just have to bear with me right here. All right. Won't be a second. Sorry about that. Okay. Yeah. Get my bearings here. Live radio, you gotta love it, eh? Right. 1 second. My goodness. Sorry about this. This sounds a little bit embarrassing. Right. I'm just getting the switchboard here. So anyway, like in the news, I'm getting to it. I apologize about that. I'm just gonna switch board here. And what is going on here? Oh well. Hanging on the promises and the songs of yesterday.
just me and you in a flatbed truck, and my heart kicking up like a whitetail buck. In the middle of spring, you can cut me deep, you can cut me down, you can cut me loose. Don't you know it's okay?
Oh yeah, turn on light. It's not nice and bright. You know, my goodness, it's been so much raining here lately. Excuse me. You know, it's apparently it's one month's worth of rain all in 1 week or something. And it's just about to finish winter here. And it's going to be springtime, like within, oh, let's see, beginning of the week, Monday, I guess. And I am looking forward to that because that is my most favorite. I think I speak for everybody. But, you know, it's going to be the best season of all. And actually, it's the borderline of summer and spring. Spring and summer is the best because, you know, the smell of a barbecue in the air and, you know, a couple of drinks or whatever. You know. And that is the best time. And but let's face it, we all need it for the you know, for the flowers and all that, so it'll be nice and pretty, and that perfume that's in the air, oh my goodness, so good. It's so good. But this winter has been pretty all right, I have to say. It's been good because with every winter that comes around, it gets colder every year. You know, the government always says that with a global warming, well, you know, everyone's now saying that even the scientists are coming out and saying that that's not actually true and that it is actually more like global freezing. It's actually getting colder and colder every year. But I have to admit, this year's been pretty good. I have to admit, usually it's prolonged and who knows, maybe I've just blocked it out. I don't know. Maybe it's just, you know, it has been prolonged and real bad. But I mean, I have to admit, it hasn't been as bad as it has been every year. So I have to admit, this winter here has been pretty good considering. But really, I can't complain. And to think that in a week's time that, you know, so if there's spring, I don't, who knows, it might be already spring. You know, sometimes I'm like, you know, I can be off, you know. But what are you talking about? You know, it's already spring. But, you know, because we have a flurry out here where we have all, you know, flowers and all that there and have a night fest. You know, but it's best to go, you know, at night time. I'm still thinking about whether to go to that. You know, for the fall, the nice flowers, and then how they've got the lights, and they've got like a big Ferris wheel and everything like that. But who knows, you know. Yeah, I'll go. It should be nice. I might go and take pictures on my Facebook wall. Who knows? Might do that. Why not? It's been a number of years since I've been to Florian, actually. A number of years, so it'd be nice to, you know, go to it for a bit of a change and check it out. Now, because all the world events, you know, I know it can be pretty bad, you know, like sometimes it can get quite rough and some people can get right into it and lose their mind, you know, with world events, which is good to catch up on it, but, you know, can't take it too seriously. You know, you've got to, you know, have time to smell the flowers, even literally, not just the figure of speech, you know, it's, have time to, you know, just chill out, you know, and like, yes, take things seriously, you know, but you've got to really have a breather and smell the flowers, you know. And so, yeah, you know, take life seriously. You've got to take a little grain of salt and, you know, be happy about it, you know. Because I can't imagine those people, which I'm pretty sure there are a lot of people out there that, you know, do nothing but do that. They do nothing but do those types of things. But, my goodness gracious. That's what happens. But, no, I'm thinking of going to Floriade, so might see how that goes, you know. But I seem to have lost my place here, but, my goodness. But, I shall be right back into here. But, what was I going to say, though, is that, let me see. But, I think the ability here, right here, seems to not be working here, but I'll keep moving right along. You know, it's been funny. I wasn't going to talk about this, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. But, you know, the whole, you know, I can just switch gears, but, you know, the whole, you know, America, they have, like, the Bigfoot and they have, like, the, you know, what is it, Sasquatch and the Yeti and things like that. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to say that I've seen one because I haven't. But, you know, I feel like I'm getting closer and closer all the time to, you know, perhaps seeing one, I guess, to be quite honest. Like, I don't know, like I've seen, like, footprints in the ground that, you know, I did me walking. I see, like, a footprint, you know. I just do. Like, I see the footprints, you know. And I've taken photos, and I've even put them on my Facebook and everything like that, you know. And it's just crazy. It's just crazy. But my point of the story is, you know, that's the beauty of horse radio. You know, the conversations can just switch gears. And I wanted to, like, say this, that when I was walking, you know, in the very early wee hours of the morning, I heard a growl. Like, it wasn't like a kangaroo, which a kangaroo jumped out of the bush. It's like I disturbed the alley. I mean, I don't want to keep talking about it, seem like it's I'm crazy. But I swear it was a yowie. And all the other countless other, you know, footprints that I've also photographed as well. But I'm not going to rant about that. But I believe in yowies, okay? That's the equivalent of the American Bigfoot or Sasquatch and Yetis. But I just wanted to say that. I feel like they're just right so close by. And, you know, I just can't help but think they're there. That's all. But, yeah, so anyway, moving right along. Thanks for putting up with me. I'm throwing a song.
Call it Mr. Raider. Call
here, Mr. Vane. Classic track, that one. Yeah, so, you know, I'm just getting used to this again. All this wondering all this sport and all the rest of it and all that. I'm happy to be back. It's been so long. It feels like forever, but I'm back properly, you know. Can't go too long. Can't go too long. So, you know, it'll be good. You know, not bad for a first show in a long time, in a little while. So it'll be, you know, at least an hour per day. Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good. I had a little bit of difficulty actually in the very beginning, actually. I'm actually surprised. I'm glad I got on today to let you back into all this here, actually. I was like, oh, the audio. There was always one thing. I've been wanting to come on sooner, actually, back onto Australia officially. Yeah, but always something would come up or something, you know, something would happen. And even multiple times, even today, and then to top it off, I couldn't get in to here. And, you know, I thought, oh, my God, you couldn't believe it. But if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. And I believe that with all things in life, is, you know, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. And it was meant to be. My goodness. But, man, I just wish they had more things happening here where I live at the moment. Like, apparently, Boys to Men came here, and I had been meaning to go to that at the Emerald Theatre, I think it was. And I had completely, I was like, I put it on my Facebook wall. I was like, oh, my God, Boys to Men, oh, can you believe this? Can't believe it. And then it's like, isn't it meant to be, I don't know, we're in August. Is it October? I have to relook it. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe it's October they came. I mean, I'm coming. So we're not in October yet. I'm just thinking, you know, I was like, maybe they haven't came yet. Because I was, you know, doing what I was doing at the time. And I was thinking, ooh, Boys to Men, oh, my God, Boys to Men, oh, my God. What the hell, yeah? But no, I'll have to recheck that, you know? Because Sydney always gets all the best stuff, you know, the ultimate. But, you know, for me, it doesn't have to be like the ultimate, like, say, you know, all the Katy Perry's and all the whatnots and all those things, you know, which would be awesome if they did. You know, say Katy Perry, if she did come to, you know, Canada, that, you know, oh, man, I'll be like front row seat, you know? That's good to see. It's always Sydney, because let's face it, it's all about the ka-ching, you know? It's all about, you know, how can they fill the seats to the maximum, you know, and what better than to just go, like, to, you know, say Sydney or something like that, you know. But, you know, it's good when something does happen, though. You know, it's good. Yeah. And, like I say, you know, switching gears and everything like that, well, conversations, you know, I have so many things. I think of so many things in general. You know, and I think, how can I break into that conversation? You know, I could be talking about the weather, and I want to break into something about, like, you know, star constellations or something like that, you know. And so, you know, I don't want to sound like a total random madman, you know. But that's how I'll be, though. Like, you know, I want now. I will probably on the two-hour shows, you know, where it's set on longer. I just want to do an hour tonight. You know, just to break into it and, you know, get my bearings again, you know, and get used to a switchboard again and all the learning the tracks and all that, you know, all that stuff and whatnot, you know, just to re-get onto it. And also, as well, like, from my past archives, you know, fair warning, like, I'll leave it on there for about, you know, a couple of days or more, maximum a week, maximum. Like, from this broadcast onward, you know, I'm going to, like, just refresh my archive, because I wasn't really too happy. I wasn't, you know, I'm still not, like, you know, with the audio of that, from my side, mostly. You know, it's a little bit not too good, you know. I'm not happy with it at all. So, you know, I'll have my guests back on for sure, you know, that I had in the past, and even more new ones too, and Megan Regulars, and plus always new guests too, you know, have me mates on again, and even have always, you know, always keep it fresh, you know, always keep it fresh. But, you know, fair warning, you know, whoever wants to go in the archive, you know, the podcast, you know, grab them while you can, because, you know, they're going to be there, you know, they're much more longer. You know, I like it to make it all refresh from this date onwards, you know. And I was actually thinking about, how am I going to title this, you know. I figure, what better than just put it as, you know, Aus Radio and the month, date, and year, you know. It's only unless I have a guest on, I'll entitle it, you know, Aus Radio guest, such and such. And if there happens to be a topic line, I'll put the topic line after, you know. But when it comes to these types of audio, though, so I'll be, you know, I just put the title and the days, you know, what better than doing it like that, you know. So, yeah, so let's enjoy some more music, shall we?
I found myself dreaming in silver and gold, like a scene from a movie that every broken heart knows. We were walking on moonlight, and you pulled me close. Split second and you disappeared, and then I was all alone. I woke up in tears with you by my side, breath of relief.
I love you.
Me too. Yeah, man. my goodness. If, like, man, like I said about before, like in the beginning of this broadcast, like, talking about, like, you know, the coming spring weather. Like, for example, I think it was, like, getting close to about, yeah, it'll be a week ago tomorrow, that it actually was a beautiful, warm spring day. The perfume of the flowers in the air, it was just absolutely gorgeous. I mean, you could leave the door open, and it was just bloody marvelous to sit in. And you know when you get the vibe in the air, you know when you can feel the vibe? It was exactly like that. It was just the whole vibe. It's not just the perfume in the air and the warmth, it was the vibe that you can't get anywhere else. Oh, it was really amazing. And that's what I'm looking for, too. It's like, you know, when you go to bed and you open up the window, and that nice warm breeze comes through with the perfume. Oh, my goodness. But enough about that. But I am looking forward to it very much, though. My goodness. But, yeah. But you know what? I'm looking forward to even Christmas time. Like, you know, it's like Christmas always gets better and better as the years go by. But, you know, to me it does. I always enjoy, you know, I mean, I have to admit, I dislike it when it comes to, like, you know, when the malls in general, as a whole, you know, maybe too early. Yeah, I think, actually, the earliest I've ever seen it was probably, like, it was in October. They bring in all the Christmas stuff, you know. it's October. But, you know, I enjoy Christmas. I really do. Like, more and more as the years go by, you know. So, you know, I love playing that Christmas music. And I don't know what it is, but especially on Christmas Eve and especially Christmas Day, I always love to play, I don't know why, but it's Olivia Newton-John. I always just love to play Olivia Newton-John on Christmas. I don't know what it is, but it's just, you know, you know, Olivia Newton-John can never go wrong on Christmas. I just love it. Good old Olivia. You know, and I've been getting into, like, even, like, you know, John Farnham, you know, Barnsley, you know, the Cold Chisel. I love all the Australian bands. You know, I just love them more and more and more and more. And Akajaka, you know, AC/DC. I just love all those Australian bands. And I love how, you know, all the stories how they've come up to be the way they are. Like, you know, AC/DC, for example, play out in the street, out in the streets of Sydney, going up and down, you know, in the car, in the back of the van. You know, just so they get heard. It's like, hey, we're like, really rocking band. We're just really rocking. You got to hear us, you know. And that's how much we got discovered, you know. So it was like, oh, we're not just going to do whatever, you know. I just love all that stuff, you know. And but I have to admit, like, I was at a stage in my life when it came to music, though, in general, where, you know, you get your dry spells and you get your good spells, you know. It depends on how you look, you know. It's where you look, and you got to look hard sometimes for really good music. I mean, I'm talking about up-to-date music. But it's there, and it's just like with good TV shows, you know. I mean, it's there, you know. You just got to really look, you know. It's, but like when it comes to like the main stuff, you know, you know, if you really want the good stuff, you have to go looking for it, and that's definitely true, you know. It's you really got to look for it. I mean, obviously, good stuff is given, like, you know, Adele, for example. I mean, my goodness, or where to begin? I enjoy Rihanna music very much too, like, you know. It's really funny how, like, even, like, the biggest names for artists can get bashed down upon by their loyal fans, like, after a while, like, you know. They'll be like, oh, my God, you know. Or even, you know, even for, like, movie stars, whatever, like, I mean, they're all human, too, you know. How, like, you can tell that, like, fans, for example. And there was actually a whole bunch of other things I was actually going to talk about now that I've talked about that. I should have made this talk length more longer, but I got, like, 6 minutes left. Like I said, I'll be back on tomorrow, and I guess I'll talk about then. But, you know, talking about the hatred towards celebrities. And I think before I've been there, it's like, oh, bloody celebrities. But, you know, some fans can be really quite mean, you know, and they really don't deserve it, you know. They work hard for entertainment purposes. And that's why people really should need to look at these, like, celebrities and everything like that. It's like, it's in entertainment purposes, and that's it, you know. It shouldn't be taken as, you know, as the gospel or anything like that, you know. That they're just there doing a service, so we don't get bored out of our brains, you know. And it's that simple. But I'm amazed, like, with Nicolas Cage, though, how fast and how many movies he makes. You know, it's just amazing. Like, it feels like he makes 5 movies a month or something, you know. It's been a little while since I've seen any Nicolas Cage movies, but I remember I couldn't even keep up with them, just the movie trailers, you know. I was like, oh, my God, he's got another movie out? Oh, my God. You know, I could barely keep up with the movie trailers, let alone being able, you know, to watch them. But I love me a good Nicolas Cage movie from time to time, you know. Let alone I haven't even gone to the movies, like, and seen seen, like, you know, a good old-fashioned Nicolas Cage movie since, gosh, I'm actually trying to wreck my brain just to think when I actually saw a really cool, you know, Nicolas Cage movie. But, you know, I'm just thinking about it. But even, like, other people, like, you know, Bill Piano, you know, or Brad Pitt, Edward Norton, like, you know, all the goodies, you know, the... But they all seem to be all no-names now coming out to the movies, mostly. It really does. That's how it feels, all mostly, like, people I couldn't really care less about, you know? Like, why should I pay, you know, good hard-earned money to see, like, maybe there is, like, a diamond in the rough. But they have to be pretty good for me to go fork out money, you know? I'm only just saying. But, you know, enough of my ranting for tonight. I hope you enjoyed it. And I will be tomorrow, so enjoy, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening and your night and your morning, wherever you are, where you all may be. So without further ado, I'll catch you all tomorrow, and enjoy. Have a very great night and a great day, wherever you all are. Night, night.
Give me roses. I wish you could again. But that was on the outside. The things were different then. We built our world together. With a love so clear and strong, but that is on the outside. Where did I go wrong? On the inside, the sun still shines, and the rain falls down. But the that is on the outside.